I am happy so long as I choose to be happy, and none can take this from me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am happy so long as I choose to be happy, and none can take this from me. No one can ever take our happiness from us, because happiness is an inside thing. Happiness is something we do inside of ourselves. It's not an outward thing. It's not an outward action by us or by anyone else. It's not something that someone gives us or we give ourselves. Happiness is an inside thing. Whenever you are happy, sort of a bubbly type happy. You don't know why you're happy. You don't know what has brought this on or what has caused you to be happy. You have vaguely no idea of it. And the reason you have no idea is because it's an inside happening. Things may cause you to smile, and things may cause you to think happy thoughts. Things may cause you to look at life in a very joyful, positive, happy way. But to be happy is something that transcends all of those ideas, even though they may be exceedingly beautiful and exceedingly desirable and wonderful. True happiness exceeds all those things, because true happiness is something that comes from the very depth, the very heart, the very soul of our being. No matter what we think about, no matter what we look at, if we are happy people, if we are happy people, intrinsically happy, we will see everything through happy eyes. It's just as simple as that. It's not a matter, do you want to see things happy? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to live a happy life? It's a matter of, I am happy so long as I choose to be happy. And none can take that from me. Inside of my soul, inside of my heart, inside of my body, inside of my life, inside of my spirit, something that goes beyond all outward effects, goes beyond all outward appearances and all outward attitudes. That's who I am. That's the happiness that I am. That's the happiness that cannot be taken from me by anyone, because it's in me. It is locked up. Locked is not the right word. It is part of my nature. And as part of my nature, it cannot be changed by any activity in my life, by any person in my life, by anything that's happening in my life. It cannot be destroyed, it cannot be enlarged, it cannot be in any way enhanced, because it's and is. Happiness is the is in me, the beauty in me, the love in me, the joy. Some little children are just happy. They just bubble over with happiness. And other little children look at the sad side of life sometimes. Why? Oh, why'd you say that so tough like that, Herb? Why? Yes, why? Well, little children who have happy parents are happy children. Happy parents are ones who have chosen to make into their life the most beautiful tissue that it could ever be. The most beautiful thing that it could ever, all the gold in the world, all King Midas's gold, and all the gold in the world that might be ours to use for whatever purpose, cannot make us as happy as one lovely thought that bubbles up from the spring within us. One lovely thought that bubbles up from the well within us that is always there. It is our nature, it is our substance, it is our being. Can we in any way choose to be happy? Well, no. We said here, I'm happy so long as I choose to be happy. Can we choose to be happy? Yes, we can, and we choose to be happy because it's something in our nature. Now, if we apparently do not have happiness in our nature, because we are living a sort of unhappy life, what can we do about it? What can we do if happiness is not our nature, if happiness is not our cause, if happiness is not what's happening in our life? What can we do? All of life is constructed by the law of cause and effect. Now, when you enter into the higher levels of spiritual consciousness, there is no law of cause and effect, but for humans, for you and me, for us who live here on planet Earth, who live here in this environment that we have the law of cause and effect. And we can put the law of cause and effect into motion. We don't attract it to ourselves. You cannot attract something to yourself. You can be something, and then you exude it from you, but you cannot attract it to you. You can only be it and exude it. So, if I'm going to be happy, I'm going to say to my world, "You're good. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're wonderful. You're good. You're super. You're outstanding." You see, everything that I think, say, and do is a compliment to my world. I have eyes that I have trained to see only good, beautiful, wonderful. And because I have trained my eyes to see that, that's all I see. Other things can be happening around me. Other things can be happening that make the world into a sad place. But I don't see that, because I have been trained to find the good wherever I am. In whatever circumstance I am, the good is there. It's just up to me to call it forth and find it and enjoy it. It's just up to me to know it and be it. And then when I know it and be it, none can take it from me, because it is my nature. A little child is happy doing nothing that we see him doing, but he's doing something. He's enjoying himself. He's playing his game with himself. He's being himself, and he's happy by himself. We are in such a world here where we think that you cannot be happy unless you're integrated within the world, unless you're doing things with other people, unless you're active in society, unless you're participating in the world. But really, the happy person looks at the flower alone. He may want to share the beautiful flower that he's found, but he looks at that flower and says, "Wow, what a glorious flower. How beautiful that is. Wow, wow, wow." And from within him, from within his being, his soul, his heart, his life, pours out the happiness that he is. Now, he could look at a worm. "Wow, look at that little worm crawling along." He could look at a bug. He could look at a mosquito. He could look at a rattlesnake. Oh, and others would be so frightened of the rattlesnake, but he looks at him and he wants to reach out and touch him. And many children have reached out and touched rattlesnakes and never been bitten, because they didn't have it in their consciousness. Their consciousness was happy. But can we trust that little children can reach out and touch a rattlesnake and not be bitten? Can we trust that? Are we guides, friends, parents, elders? Are we looking upon the scene and saying, "Oh!" And as we look upon the scene, what happens? We create it. Now, we can create it as a happy scene. One of my students was visiting the campus, and we were walking on the high path. And as we were walking along, her son was ahead of us with the dogs and the cats and running along the path and having such a glorious time. And quite a distance from us down the mountainside, we hadn't yet come down the mountainside. And so she said to me, "Oh, look, there's a rattlesnake." And there's a thing laying on the path. It looked just like a stick, but it was a rattlesnake. And it was maybe a half mile from her. She had good eyes. And she saw that thing. And I said, "Hush now, hush. Don't say a thing. Don't say a thing, hush." That's all I had time to work with her. I saw a stick. She saw something else. Now I got her to hush. And as she looked, I said, "Watch and see how beautiful this is." This little boy, the dogs and the cats, jumped over the stick and on their way. And the stick lay there perfectly calm, untouched, uninterested, because they were not destructive. The little boy was not a little boy who wanted to hurt the snake, who wanted to hurt anything. He was pure love. He was pure love, and he saw everything in his world as joy and happiness, and he was having such a good time. And he wasn't worried about anything, and there was nothing there to worry him. Because I'm happy so long as I choose to be happy. And he was happy. And his mother looked on, and she was just begeistered. She was just startled and delighted. And she said, "Oh, oh, oh." Now, whether she could do that in the future, whether she could do that when she's alone with circumstances, of course she can. We all can. We all can be happy as much as we want to be happy. We can all live happy lives as much as we want to live happy lives. And none can take it from us when we choose to continue with that happy life. We all go through circumstances like the little boy, running along, playing with not a thought in our mind but happiness. And somehow we go over the terrible things in life and we don't even see them. We go through the dramas and the tragedies and the difficulties of life, and they are not even known to us. Because we are happy, and none can take this from us. We are truly happy. Now, ersatz happy, to be pretending that you're happy, that's another thing. And a lot of times that's what we pretend. We pretend we're happy. But the more we build into our awareness an utter joy in living, another bliss in all the experiences we have, seeing everything good and calling it good and naming it good as the Creator in the very beginning named it good. As the Creator, we name everything in our life. We put the law of cause and effect in motion and say, "All is good and very good. I am pure bliss. I am utter happiness. I am happy." And as we continually protest, as we continually say these things, as we continually affirm these things and know these things, then this is all that our life is. This is who we really are. We are this magical being. This magical, wonderful, fantastic being. I get a kick out of one of our students, Anita Lope. She is always finding something to giggle about. She wrote a little email, and in the email she sent a bunch of pictures. And under each picture she had a happy comment to make. One picture, she was lying in the bathtub with a snorkel, and she says, "I'm enjoying snorkeling." And in the bathtub, she's snorkeling, and here she is, a grown woman. Well, why not? She's as happy as a lark. And another, she's out looking at the beautiful trees of fall in Switzerland, turning all every which color because it's the season for that. And she's photographing one picture after another, and she has her sister standing there looking up at the tree. And her sister, with her glorious gray hair and her beautiful physique, she stands there looking at the tree, each happy, each delighted, each living in a magical way. And Anita says, "One of the things that I thoroughly enjoy is what happens to me when I am really happy. When I'm really happy, I know it. When I'm really happy, I know it. And you know how I know it? She says, I know it because I giggle. I giggle when I'm so happy, when I'm so happy, when I'm happy from the inside for no reason and for every reason that I'm happy, 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 happy. And I giggle. And she does. She was a monk on the campus here for many years. And everything she did with a giggly heart. She went around doing little things, putting hearts here and there, made out of little stones and doing all sorts of things. But she was a giggly, happy, wonderful being, and she is today. No one can take it away. You can give it away. You can say, I wish I were as happy as you, or I don't feel happy today. And you see, when we say things like that, we're giving it away. And that's not what we want to do. We want to keep that happiness. Our dear friend Heinz is going through some interesting experiences, and he says, you know, I really love it when we have lobster and all that good stuff for dinner. My sister Sonia just loves to make that for me, and I'm so happy with that. I enjoy that so much. And he's not thinking of anything other than being happy. He's not thinking of anything other than being filled with joy. And all of our friends, all of the monks that have grown up at the monastery here and gone out in the world and are doing their wonderful things, they're all happy because they know that happiness is an inside job. They know that happiness is something that comes from within them and flows out into their world. But first it comes from within them, because they have chosen to say, I am happy, and giggle like Anita giggles, just giggle, 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 and be happy. Yes, I'm as happy as long as I choose to be happy, and none can take it from me. Ever, under any circumstance, for any reason. I am always happy. I am always as happy as I choose to be. And I am giggly happy right now. Join me in this immortal, eternal, everlasting happiness, because it's your reality. I know it's my reality, and I enjoy it to pieces. I love you. I love you. I love you.